The body being at ease and at the same time alert is supportive to doing a meditation on loving kindness, friendship, metta, goodwill, different words for this practice. It's a quality of heart that is innate within all of us and which we can cultivate by bringing it forward, inviting it to be present, to connecting with it and giving attention to it. So feeling the body supported by Mother Earth, appreciating and trusting and awakening gratitude for the support that the earth gives us in so many ways. The simple way of sitting on the earth, very direct. The air we breathe, food that nourishes us, the water that feeds ourselves, courses through our blood, and I invite you to bring attention to the citta center, the heart center. So in the center of the chest, and feeling the breath in that area of the body. Bringing a quality of tenderness to the heart, caring for oneself. And I invite you to bring to mind some being that evokes a quality of kindness, of caring, friendship, goodwill. It could be somebody close to you that you care about. It could be a non-human being that you live with, or that lives in a tree outside your window. It could be a memory of someone in your life who was kind and supportive to you. Notice what that quality of heart feels like. Maybe it's very subtle. Maybe it's more a thought. Just how does it feel in the body to connect with kindness to some living being. Is there a place in the body? Maybe it's in the heart center, maybe it's elsewhere, where this abides. Perhaps there's a quality of light. Perhaps there's a kind of a warmth or an energy. You might use a phrase to connect with this intention of kindness, of friendship, goodwill, care, love. Maybe it's, may you be well, may you thrive, may you be safe. May you know you are held in love. Invite that experience. And all of my guiding is an invitation to you. So please, never, I ask you not to feel forced or required. All of this is an invitation. Inviting that warmth, that light of kindness to expand from where you might feel it as a little spark, perhaps like a lantern or a point of light, flame. In the body, to the front, to the back, above, below, to the right and to the left, filling the body. With this quality of care, kindness, this intention. May you be well. May you be free from suffering. May you be safe. May you know you are held in love. Not needing to repeat the words. If it's helpful, you can repeat one or more phrases. and without necessarily losing a connection with that sense of wishing safety, peace, freedom to ourselves. That light is still shining within. And allowing that to expand through the edges of the body, the permeable edges of the body, radiating outwards in all directions. Above and below. To the front and to the back. To the left and to the right. Just allowing that radiating, that expanding to happen. It's not pushing of anything. Just allowing the light, which naturally radiates, to extend. Without putting any boundary in. Maybe it's a felt quality of kindness, a heart quality. Maybe it's more an intention. You can touch into a phrase. If you find that mind wanders or the flame begins to feel like it's sputtering a little bit, may you know you are held in love. Maybe someone appears somewhere in the field. And you want to offer that kind wish, that kind intention. May you know you are held in love. May you be safe. May you be free, free from suffering. Whatever words of kindness, of care come to mind. It may be that some place where they're suffering, or some place on earth that's known violence, comes to mind. Comes into the field of metta. It may be some person you have heard of, or some person you don't know very well. Or you can call in to this sphere of metta. You can call in a person, you can call in another non-human being. You can always just return to resting in that quality of care toward yourself, toward this one, maybe toward parts of yourself that you haven't welcomed in the past. You might say, may you know you are held in love. To that part that you may have abandoned at some point. And let's offer this kindness, this goodwill, this wish for safety and welcome in all directions. To those who are young and those who are old, those who are being born in this very moment, and those who are dying in this very moment. To those of all races, ethnicities, languages, religions, languages, genders, sexual orientations. Those who are rich and those who are not in terms of resources and money, those who are living in abundance, those who are living with little. Those who are bereaved. Those who are welcoming new life, new love. And all the creatures of the air, the waters, oceans, lakes, streams, rivers, the lands, the mountains, deserts, polar regions, jungles, tropics, temperate zones, all the rich diversity of life forms, and the earth herself. May all beings be well. May all beings have what they need for life. May all beings be happy. May all beings come to freedom. And may the blessings of our practices today uphold and support all beings in their journey toward freedom.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.